News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, by the way, if you want to call in the last half hour here, 866-494-9866. Love to hear from you. We've covered several things today. So far, the Triple Dipper has included things like the flip of a coin. We just talked about that a little more again with Todd Stacey. Also with Ray Mellick from 1819 News. The flip of a coin. We got races being determined by the flip of a coin. So, yeah, we talked about that. We've also talked about some of the elements of conservatism. We just kind of set aside news for a minute and went into Conservatism 101. And dealt with what the Heritage Foundation calls the four freedom categories. And we talked about things like limited government and regulatory burdens and open markets and just basically just spent some time sort of unpacking what it even means to be a conservative or be a conservative. More than a Republican, it's conservative Republican. And then the last one I'm doing now is Biden's border. Before I get to that, though, I got to tell you, as we're looking at people coming across the border, looking for a new life and things to go differently in their lives and looking for jobs, well, there's an organization that is doing it the right way, by the way, ZLA Solutions. So let me just stop a minute and thank one of my sponsors. ZLA Solutions has been with us since the show began. And ZLA Solutions is one of the best around right now at putting people to work. So if you're looking for a job, let me tell you, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama, good-paying jobs. But if you are also an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce and you need more people, well, man, that's their bread and butter. I mean, they do all kinds of, you know, worksite solutions, but their bread and butter is staffing, temp and direct hire. So if you're looking for a crew, then yes, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They can literally do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can hook you up with a crew to come in and make your business better. That's their motto. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. ZLA Solutions, check them out at ZLAUSA.com. Personal friends of mine, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I do have a caller on line four, so let me grab that real quick. Butch from Athens. Butch, how you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Listen, I'm mobile, and I may not...
Did we lose him?
I'm going to cut the radio off in the background here.
Yeah.
Listen, you've been talking about all the coin flip and all the other discrepancies. What happened in the state district two between Ben Harrison, Jason Black, and Kimberly Butler?
Yeah, still going right now. My understanding is, of course, the runoff took place between Black and Harrison. Butler is challenging. My understanding is, under the law, Butler had to wait until there was an official nominee, which couldn't happen until the runoff occurred. As soon as they certified Ben Harrison as the nominee, she then filed a legal challenge based upon her claims that she should have been included in that runoff ballot. So my understanding is that one's going to court. After talking to her attorney.
Okay, because the last I heard, it was going to be part of that Saturday discussion with the GOP.
Yeah, at one point it was going to be, but that was kind of a different deal. Apparently some other people had filed a challenge, and they withdrew their challenge. Kimberly Butler's opportunity is really, I think, more of a legal matter based on her attorney's review of the law. And so I think that one is going to go before the court.
Okay. Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about it, so appreciate the info.
All right, man. More to come on that one. All right, well, listen, you want to call in, folks, 866-494-9866. We'll take those calls. Got to tell you, though, I'm looking at right now the news, Biden's border is number three on the Triple Dipper. Do we even have a border right now? I mean, I don't ask that just purely rhetorically. I look at it and go, God almighty, do we even have a workable border? In some places we do, in other places, God, not so much. And I'm wondering, what is the magic solution here? Well, it's really not magic. It's mostly common sense. Like, I don't know why we have to have this, you know, even when Trump was in office, we're going to build the wall. We'll build the freaking wall then. It doesn't take rocket science to build a wall. In fact, I did see not long ago, have you ever looked at those cargo ships that have the massive stacks of cargo containers? You know how many cargo containers are laying around excess? Do you know what you could do if you just took cargo containers and stacked them three or four high and just ran them down the border? You'd have a wall. at least temporarily, while you built whatever real wall you had to get bids on. I mean, the government process sometimes for going through construction is, you know, designed to protect the taxpayer. Sometimes it's also just ridiculously burdensome. But here we are looking at needing a wall. Well, big news out of Biden's border, because he's reversed every Trump policy. I mean, right now, Biden's border policy can be summed up in one sentence. If Trump did it, we won't. That's his border policy. If Trump did it, we can't do it, because it was Trump. Doesn't matter whether it worked. Doesn't matter whether it saved lives. Doesn't matter whether it secured our border. Doesn't matter whether it stopped human trafficking and drug trafficking. Doesn't matter. Trump did it. We can't do that. That's his border policy summed up in one phrase. Well, yesterday, and the news is getting worse as we go, but yesterday, and I talked about it in my opening monologue, we had just a devastating situation. I believe it's near San Antonio. Yeah, near San Antonio. In fact, the story I've got right here came from Fox News. The original story, Texas Governor Abbott lashes out after 46 migrants found dead in a tractor trailer. Says these deaths are on Biden. Story broke this morning. It's higher than that now. Since this story came out this morning, that number of deaths is 51. In case you don't know the storyline, literally a tractor trailer with roughly 100 illegal immigrants locked in the back of it was abandoned by the coyote human traffickers who were moving them into the country, and abandoned them in 102-degree heat. It was like 100 people being left inside of a big oven. And now 51 of them have died. And I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 to 15 more are still in the hospital. Folks, this is an epic loss of life. 51 people dead in the back of a trailer. Let that sink in. The Uvalde shooting at the school was awful. It was deliberate and it was sick. But I believe that one was, what, 19 dead? And it spurred all kinds of reaction. It spurred an immediate move by, you know, a quote-unquote bipartisan group in Congress to amend the Second Amendment rights of all citizens across the nation. It had movie stars and TikTok influencers and even the President of the United States speaking about it. Right now, more than twice that, dead in the back of a trailer, because Biden will not implement meaningful border policies. In fact, he has reversed them. And it's an awful situation. So right now, I'm questioning, do we even have a border? Well, I'm looking at it right now. Not only do we not have a border, we don't have an ICE director. So Immigration and Customs Enforcement is a huge piece of border security. And yet we have had right now a nominee that has been sitting out there who is unable to be confirmed because he has skeletons in his own closet. And as of yesterday, according to Fox, he just pulled his own nomination and said that he will not be seeking the nomination going forward. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said he was withdrawn from consideration to be the Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement more than a year after he was nominated by President Joe Biden. He tweeted he arrived at the decision prayerfully, considering what's best for the nation, his family, and the people of Harris County. Says he's grateful to President Biden for the honor of being nominated. He also had some issues in his closet over domestic abuse allegations against him in the past. That's a problem. In the meantime, 239,000 migrant encounters in May, eclipsing the previous record, which was just, by the way, in April. Awful. Do we have a border? I don't know. Hey, I got a caller on line 5. Let me jump over and grab that real quick. It's going to be a change of subject, but line 5, Kareem from Huntsville. Kareem, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, how you doing there, Phil?
I'm good, man. What's up?
I'm glad you told us about those situations where, you know, it was actually people did a coin toss and stuff like that to figure out elections.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen a president do what this former president tried to do to this country? And I just really want to know, because you love this country, right? You consider yourself a true American, a citizen. You care about what happens to this country, right?
Well, where are we going here? You talking about January 6th?
Yes. I'm asking you, why are you not inflamed about what this man tried to do? Why are you not holding this man accountable? Party aside, we're talking about We're not talking about Democrats or Republicans right now. We're talking about bringing this country so close to a civil war that why you, out of all the conservatives, you, Dale, all that, why are you guys not inflamed about what he's trying to do?
Well, I think a big part of it, Kareem, is because hang on, man. You asked me the question. I think a big part of that is because I do not see what you say you see. Now, did some things happen that were wrong? Yeah. Was there rhetoric? Yeah. Were there people that broke down the doors and did things they shouldn't have done? Yeah. And it was a mess and it shouldn't have happened. Do I think that we should have people still in jail with no due process and right now waiting on this January 6th commission to announce evidence that it still hasn't been able to announce? I mean, even today, man, they came out with a huge nothing burger. The lady said she saw Trump or heard about Trump throwing his sandwich against the wall. Why are we having a January 6th commission to talk about Trump getting mad and throwing a sandwich against the wall? That's a nothing burger.
Or then just throw a sandwich against the wall, man. He lied. He lied knowing that he lost the election, and he didn't care what the repercussions in the street was going to be. He was going to let it happen as long as he can hold on to power.
Yeah, but you got to look at
unforgivable.
The, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I look at what happened in the elections around this nation, and I find the whole thing was just jacked up. Like, I mean, it was ate up like a soup sandwich, man. I mean, you can't tell me that was a normal election.
He sounded like a lot of guys I grew up with that, yo, hook me up. Come on, let me do this. Come on, all I need is 11,870 votes. He knew he lost, and he still pushed that garbage, delivering false documents, trying to sneak him to Mike Pence. I mean, this has got to be the most unforgivable thing that a person can ever do to this country.
But see,
and you guys just let it rock like nothing happened.
Well, that's the thing, though, Kareem. First of all, you know, speaking as an attorney, I look at the evidence from an evidentiary standard that has to be upheld, which is not being upheld. Right now, you're dealing with a whole lot of hearsay, most of which would be thrown out in court and never be presented to the jury. And so,
but
I mean, you got you, no, you got people saying, I heard he said, and a text message from somebody who claims they saw, and none of that is necessarily admissible on its face. And so this is not a court of law. This January 6th commission is absolutely not a court of law. It's an opportunity for a very partisan group of people to say what they think happened and to make sure they present it in the way they want it heard. But there really is a one-sided kangaroo court. I mean, right now, we are not seeing a court of law, period. It's not.
These people got receipts. They got times, dates, video, audio. You hear him saying this. You see him doing this. This is, and these are Republicans.
But none of it has risen to the level of
Democrats. These are people that he put on. This is
Kareem, by the way, I'm running late here, brother. I got to go to a break. But what you're saying, none of it right now has risen to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors that is necessary to bring a president of the United States to some form of justice. I mean, at this point, all we have is partisanship trying to make a case so they won't have Trump run for office again. That's what it boils down to. They don't want him to run again, but they can't. So far, they have presented nothing that would go to court and stick in a criminal indictment. So, hey, brother, that's all I got to go, man. We're up against a break. Thanks for the call, as always, Kareem. Call in, debate anytime. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And by the way, I got to tell you before we leave here, as you're leaving for the day, you may be thinking, you know, tomorrow morning coming in, and by the way, you could do this for dinner too, by the way, but tomorrow morning coming in, you may be thinking, I am so tired of grabbing a biscuit or eating a banana in the car because I don't have time to fix breakfast. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to stop and do something a little different. Maybe, just maybe, it's more than just getting a biscuit. It's like, okay, I want some smoking food, man. How about a bacon tater, a hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese and bacon sprinkled with black pepper and served with a side of sour cream or ketchup? Or how about a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, which, by the way, is cooked in a waffle iron? Or a womlet, an omelet that is huge, cooked in a waffle iron, is with eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, sprinkle with black pepper. Yeah, all that at Just Love Coffee Cafe, along with, you know, get you a cappuccino, a mocha latte, or just a cup of regular big old black steaming hot coffee. So yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I love that place. They got two locations in our listening area. One out on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. The other one's out in Madison on Hughes Road near City Hall. So folks, I'm just telling you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, great locations. Good place where you can hang out, read the Wi-Fi, or use the Wi-Fi, read a book. But the reality is this: food and coffee like you wouldn't believe. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations: Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen. I'm wrapping up this section. I hardly even got into it because we had calls, which is great. I love calls. A good call with Kareem a minute ago as we debated January 6th. He and I just disagree, but he's got his right to his opinion. But here's the thing. In number three of the Triple Dipper, I was talking about Biden's border, which I really believe is a non-existent border. And then literally during the break, as I'm waiting to come back on, I was scanning news headlines to make sure I hadn't missed anything. New story out just in the last little while. You know, I told you about the 50 now, 51 by one report, dead illegal immigrants, dead people, if you will, just lost souls now in the back of that tractor trailer, abandoned in 102 degree heat by the human traffickers that were moving about 100 illegal immigrants in the back of this tractor trailer. 51 of them died sweltering away inside what was basically a big oven on the side of the road. Well, of course, Governor Abbott of Texas says this falls squarely on the president's head. His lack of policies to secure our border is what's driving this, and people are flocking here in droves, and people are dying because of it. Well, what happens? Instead of making a big statement about the losses, the tragedies, you know, about what we need to do to stop this kind of thing from happening, what does Biden do? He blames the GOP grandstanding and claims that the border is closed. The man is not living in reality. We do not have a southern border right now. When I've got reports right here, like one reporter, this one off of Fox again, that last story I read you was on New York Post, by the way, but this one off of Fox dated just a couple weeks ago. As one reporter literally sat there and watched hundreds of illegal immigrants running across the border at one time, just hundreds of them. And he interviewed some. He had people from Georgia, India, Russia, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, even Afghanistan, all in a few hours. Folks, I'm telling you, we don't have a border, and people are dying because of it. All right, what a great day, great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, so glad to have this audience. Y'all make my job easy. All right, folks, you have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here again tomorrow, too. Have a great night.